Hello.
Hello, my name is Michelle from Customer Support. Give me a courtesy call back. How can I help today?
Okay, just a second. I'm sorry. I have to get you on speakerphone.
Okay.
And I'm having a hard time with it. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Michelle from Customer Support. I was giving you a call back. How can I help you today?
Okay, and I'm sorry. What company are you with?
Well, we're customer support for a lot of online websites, so I can search for an order if you place an order online. Were you billed anything? Were you calling in about an order?
Well, I can't really tell you by looking at my bill if it was something online. I put a call in to two or three different people today as far as a question mark as to what charges were for. And
Well,
I'm not sure which company you're representing. So,
well, let me check to see if you have anything with us. I would need a zip code, please.
44839.
Thank you. And your name?
Barbara.
Okay. Gaynor?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I do see something here. Can you confirm your shipping address to verify, please?
1507 Cleveland Road East. Huron, Ohio.
Thank you. Let me just see what this was here for you. Give me 1 second. I see one charge here for you. It says this was a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum, enrolling you in the meal planning app Bites Hub. That's an app on your phone. Gives you meal planning guides and counts your calories. They bill their members $59.89 to use the app, and every week you're supposed to check your email to see if you're the winner to win the Dyson or the iPhone or the iPad.
First of all, I was charged to enter a contest.
You were charged to use the app Bites Hub.
Okay. I did not authorize anything like that.
You didn't?
Nope.
For the Dyson?
Nope.
You didn't do anything to win a Dyson vacuum?
No, I don't own a Dyson. I have two vacuum cleaners I'm perfectly content with.
No, this was to win a Dyson. Do you know anybody in your household who would have done this for you?
Nope.
Okay. Would you like for me to transfer to the fraud department to better assist you if this was not you or anybody in your household?
Well, I don't know about fraud. I'd just like to have it credited to my account.
Do you know if this was you or not? I mean, if this is you, if this is a valid charge, I can do a 50% discount if you would like to continue with the Bites Hub meal planning app.
Nope, I do not want to continue with any meal plan app.
Okay.
I don't need that in my life. I'd like to get rid of this charge and call it a day.
I'll go ahead and cancel the subscription to prevent any future charges. As a courtesy, I can refund $55. $5 was used to set up the app that's in your email, moosey1999@me.com.
Yes, that's my email, all right.
All right. Well, I can go ahead and process that courtesy refund and have this canceled, if you like.
So how much would the refund be then, total?
$55.
$55, and then what about the other $4?
That was used to set up the login for Bites Hub that's in your email.
Okay. So I'm not going to be charged any amount to have anything to do with this ever again. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I went ahead and canceled it to prevent any future charges.
I appreciate that. Now, can you give me your name and your telephone number, please?
My name is Michelle, and whatever phone number you're calling in now, ma'am, I'm not really sure what number you called.
I'm sorry. Did you say, is it Michelle or Rochelle?
Michelle with the M.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
You're good.
I called 855-476-5975.
That is our number. Then we have different customer service numbers. So I don't want to give you the wrong one.
That's okay. And do you have an extension or anything?
No, ma'am. I apologize. I'll put my notes in here in your account if you ever call back in. I have a cancellation number for you, though.
Okay, hang on. I'm just writing down the times here. Called. Sorry, I'm kind of detailed on it. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to tell me, the cancellation order?
Yeah, so it's C as in cancel.
Yes.
420.
469-969-987.
That's correct.
Okay. Yep, C as in Carol, 42046-9987. Is that correct?
The first number should be a number 9, not a 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. So is it C as in cancel, then is it 920?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, I'm sorry. 920-469-987, correct?
That's correct. And your courtesy refund of $55, it takes 3 to 5 business days for it to appear back on your card, okay?
Okay, all right. Is there anything else I should know about?
No, ma'am. This is now canceled to prevent anything for future orders. Is there anything else you might need from me?
No, but you know, Michelle, what I'd like to do is I'd like to speak with one of your supervisors because I think you have been over the top kind with me. You explained things very well with me. You were very thorough in everything that you did. And I just want to say that I appreciate your gentleness and your kindness, because when some of these things have come through and I go review my cards line by line to make sure it is what it is. And I recently, like I had an issue another time or whatever, and the company that I get my charge card from, they've been more than kind. And now you as well. And I just want to say in life, you don't always find that.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Reflected with your supervisor and an evaluation of yours sometime, I think, I don't know, I'm just trying to help you, that's all.
Oh, you're good. I really do appreciate your words, really. There's no supervisor here at the moment, but I mean, I do appreciate you telling me this, and I try my best to help, and I'm glad
you did give me my kudos. Well, you did. You did a very nice job, and if you've got a mom or a dad or a spouse or anything,
mm-hmm.
you just tell this old geezer is very pleased with the way that you presented yourself. I'm serious, because you know yourself, Michelle, there's all kinds of,
yeah.
There's different people out there, and not everybody has an opportunity, shall I say, to be raised where you are polite and kind to people, and sometimes
yeah.
human relations have to teach that to their individuals, and that's okay, because,
yeah.
you know, I know lots of times I call a doctor's office, and I can't get through past the secretary, and I'm like, seriously, I have to put up a fight just
right.
to get an appointment? And it just doesn't, it's not cohesive, and it's,
yeah.
chances are, if you've been treated rudely, you may blast off on somebody else, and that's not really fair. So I just want to say, Michelle, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay?
You're so welcome, Emma. I appreciate your kind words, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay? Well, thank you.
I will, and thank you for calling me back so soon. That was very nice, too, okay?
You're welcome. Well, thanks for calling customer support. You have a great night, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Be safe. Bye-bye.